I get to make magic every day, and it's lots of fun. We focus on creating interactive experiences for kids and families, bringing the world of storytelling, the franchises of the Walt Disney Company, to their fingertips, allowing them to imagine the impossible and enchanting them with every turn of the page, every click of a mouse, or every touch of a smart screen.
I have to ask you, can you put your finger on what the charm is of Disney? Why is it that people age 9 to 109 love Disney?
I think at the heart of Disney, it's all around believable characters that you can relate to doing impossible things. And those impossible things bring you to places that you could only imagine. So great storytelling is at the heart. And what we try to do is bring that storytelling to that next generation through new devices. Where there used to be a television screen or a theatrical screen, we're using mobile devices to retell those stories in ever imaginative ways.
What's a typical day in the life of Lyle?
Oh, if there was a typical day, I'd love to know what it is. We're so fortunate. A typical day could involve working with a filmmaker. We launched Inside Out, which was a close collaboration with Pixar. A typical day could be mentoring an animator or a designer on what we believe a great digital experience is. A typical day could be trying to think about the next new interactivity, the way to engage a child or family at a next generation of storytelling. So it evolves, and every day is different, which is what makes the job quite fun.
How do you tackle the issue of the age range? What's going to attract a child of 7 isn't necessarily going to attract a child of 14, but yet they still all find a home under the Disney umbrella. So how do you do that?
We try to do a couple of things. First is ensure that we align the franchise, the story, with the right demographic. And as you mentioned, it can be very broad, but where we think the magic is made is when you apply that demographic to the right play pattern. So certain play patterns age down and certain play patterns age up. And so we try to match the story of the franchise with the demographic, with the play pattern. And ensuring that we're delivering on that promise is what we think is a great interactive experience. If you don't have the right demographic with the right play pattern, it can feel inauthentic and the quality may not be there. But we really do design for that combination of story, play pattern, and demographic.
It never fails to amaze me when I see older couples, grandparents with their children and their grandchildren all going to Disney and everybody getting something out of it.
Yeah, and that's part of the fun, which is we're not just designing for kids, we're designing for families. And so the family can be at its broadest sense, a friend, a parent, a grandparent, a relative, a caretaker. And so we try to have our experiences not just be heads down, a one-on-one with a kid in the device, but inclusive. So the family there too, so that everyone's celebrating and enjoying all the magic that comes.
So let me ask you a little bit about the Disney brand and how does a small storyteller break out?
Sure. So digital means open up storytelling opportunities for everyone. The barriers to entry are lower today than they were when there was, you know, traditional publishing or traditional radio. And so it encourages creativity, enthusiasm, etc., regardless of if you're Disney or an independent. What I would suggest and what I think is it's an opportunity to engage at the most creative level and really, by lowering the hurdle to entry, anyone can participate regardless of how big or small the idea is and regardless if you're branded or not branded. It really engenders in what I consider the new creativity.
Because I've been hearing a lot about the importance of brands, the importance of Dora, the importance of Disney, including Pooh and Frozen, and it seems very daunting. What you're really saying is there's hope.
There's always hope, absolutely. And I think stories come from all over the place. You know, some stories are made into television, some are made into film, some are made into apps, some are made into books. And so I think there is always hope for great creativity. And I think the technology enables that creativity. The hope is if it is a compelling story, if there is a lot of enthusiasm, and if it is consumer-oriented and it strikes a chord, it will find success. And I think that happens whether it's branded or not branded. And I do believe that the digital means opens up opportunity for any storyteller or any creator.
I think it also opens up to almost any subject in that, for example, we get feedback from teachers who say to us, would you tackle not eating vegetables? Would you tackle going to bed on time and doing your homework? And the most important one of all, would you tackle bullying?
Yeah, absolutely. The medium of interactive allows you to tackle relevant issues that are prime for the time. And what it allows you to do is engage in storytelling at multiple levels. In many of our products, we retell the original source story, but then we also augment it with different types of interactivity that address different things. Oftentimes, we go after creativity, go after personalization, so that the story feels more of yourself. So the extensibility of great stories can bridge everything from creative to the things that keep teachers awake or that are happening in a classroom or at home.
Do you get requests from teachers about how, you know,
We do have a lot of requests from parents, and I think oftentimes what parents are asking us for is, help me be a better parent and give me the tools to have a shared experience with my child. And so we love to tackle those. Why? Because we think the types of products we create are actually that glue. And so, for example, Inside Out, we're able to have a shared experience where you're creating digital Mad Libs, mom and dad or loved one with child. And the outcome is highly personable, highly shareable, but is only better because you're doing it together.
One of the things that we've found is that we actually ended up going to books mm-hmm. with our apps mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, it's really not very cuddly mm-hmm. to sit on a bed with your child on your knee and read them an app off an iPhone.
Sure, and we found similar things and dissimilar things, but Palace Pets is a great example of exactly what you're describing. It's a story and a franchise that started out digitally first that made its way into both physical books but also toys. And to exactly what you're saying, while the app was very engaging, it allowed consumers to engage with the story and the franchise, we also found that they wanted that tactile experience. And for some parents, for some kids, a good night experience is a book. For other kids, imaginative play is a doll or is a small figurine. And for others, it's an app. And so we want to ensure that we create great stories, great content that cross that spectrum. And it can start digital, it can start physical, it can start traditional or new media. But we know that parents and kids will find great stories wherever they are, and we'll try to serve them as best in the means by the formats that we think make most sense.